Today we're going to start things with a focus on education. I have a question for you. Can you recall a teacher that made a difference in your learning experience growing up? It doesn't have to be limited to just one teacher, by the way. But without passionate, positive, empowered teachers, our education system will really just become an assembly line of mediocrity. Our first guest today is with us. Tell how her organization is working to recruit people who want to succeed as a teacher in all ways and what those teachers need for them to do the job that they're being called on and expected to do. She's the executive director of Teach for America, New Jersey. Taina Perez, how are you today, Taina?
I'm good, Chris. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Website teachforamerica.org/new-Jersey. And yes, we do have that link at our homepage. I was interested by your work, well, for the entirety of your work, Taina, but also because you were putting a focus on the Gen Z talent pool, I guess we can call them, and you're looking to recruit that generation for teachers, which, just doing the sheer math of age, that makes it obvious to see that if you have someone on the younger side of the age scale, you have a greater longevity of teachers in the school system. But beyond that, what are the priorities that made Gen Z prime focuses for your recruitment and for your work?
Absolutely. So I think I'll start a little bit with what Teach for America is for your listeners, because I think that'll definitely set the stage for why Gen Z is so critical for us to win on education. So we believe that all children have the exact same amount of potential, no matter where they are born, what zip code, what race, what nationality, all children have the same amount of potential. But what is unfortunately true in our country is that opportunity is not equally distributed. And so we are thinking at Teach for America about how it is that we might confront this educational inequity. And we're doing so by recruiting outstanding, diverse leaders who are committed to making a difference and who are committing to thinking about how we might reimagine the school system to really make an education system where all kids are thriving. And we believe that Gen Z are really important for this. And so I also want to share a few things about Gen Z that we know. Like you said, they are our youngest, right? They're ranging anywhere from middle school to about upper 20s, like 27, 28-year-olds. And what's really interesting about this generation is that they've come of age amid a global pandemic, accelerating climate change, political polarization, dipping life expectancy, gun violence is on the rise, and there is deep income inequality. And they're seeing all of this, right? And what we've also noticed is that they're not jaded. They don't feel discouraged. They've actually made it part of who they are, their generation, their ethos, to say, you know what? We want to have a meaningful impact on society. We want to be at the table to make things better, not only for ourselves, but for the generations behind us.
Also, too, the Gen Z is much more issue active, issue aware. And when you look at education just here in New Jersey, certainly it goes beyond public school, private school, charter school, tutoring, and it goes on from there. So a Gen Z teaching candidate can see this as an opportunity to be an empowerment for the specific area of education that they really feel is in need.
Absolutely. And they are actually, this year in 2024, they're primed to actually overtake baby boomers in the workforce, right? And so they're really starting to come into, you know, we think Gen Z are the little kids, but they're not. They're in the workforce full and free. Our boomers are retiring and Gen Z is coming to replace them. And so you asked a little bit about, like, how is it that we're focusing on supporting Gen Z? And we're doing so in four ways. And so one, we're thinking about how it is that we're supporting teacher and student mental health well-being. And we're doing that by making sure that we're focused on mental health. That is really important and critical to Gen Z. It is a focus for them. It has been deeply impacted by the global pandemic and other things happening. And so we make sure that we have services along with or mental health services that they can benefit from. We've seen about a third of our core members, our teachers, actually take advantage of our services with a therapist between June 2021 and March 2023. We're also thinking about when we're delivering our professional development, how are we incorporating wellness principles and practices? This is something that they are teaching us, right? We've seen this. We've heard what the need is, and so we've been learning along with them. And we're also just making sure that we're partnering, right, with the experts in the mental health space to think about how we support them. And so that's one way, the mental health piece. The second piece is around thinking about how is it that we're making their learning relevant to the real world. It is important that we are staying up to date because Gen Z, right, they grew up with cell phones in their hands. They grew up with information at their fingertips. And so we need to be thinking about how it is that we're taking the best research, how we're learning, how we're innovating, and how we're bringing some of those practices to how we're teaching them. They also, again, coming of age in a pandemic, they crave community and they crave connection. And so we think about how it is that we do that in our specific regions. I know in New Jersey, we bring them together for a summer of training. They see each other every day. We place them in schools in clusters so that they can have that support system so they can be working together. And then we also, the last piece is just thinking about how it is that we are letting them know that they're doing a good job. They need to see and feel their impact, as you said, right? They need to they need to know that they're doing something that's meaningful. And so we're thinking about how we're refining our coaching practices so that they can see that kind of return in terms of what they're doing. We're using and leveraging surveys for their students to be able to give real-time feedback to them. And it's all to just to think about the ecosystem that we're building around our Gen Z teachers to make sure that they feel supported, held, and that they can see their development and feel a part of it as well.
So Taina Perez, who is Executive Director of Teach for America New Jersey, teachforamerica.org/new-jersey, to find out more about their work, supporting it, learning about it, and becoming a beneficiary of it. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. This is a very important issue in New Jersey because if you look at recent stats, granted the number of teachers in the state has been relatively steady, around 118,000 throughout the state, but for every teacher that left the profession in the 22-23 school year, the state issued just 1.1. I mean, this is the math of the average. That's why there were a number of provisional teaching certificates. If you turn back the clock a decade, that number used to be for everyone that left, an average of 2.9 certifications were issued. That's a trend that has to be reversed. Otherwise, that stable number of educators in the state is going to start dropping and way too fast.
Absolutely. We have to think about how we're replenishing the teaching field. And so there are a couple of things that I think we think about that is not just a Teach for America issue, right? And something that I think we need to think about is how our education system is unfortunately a bit outmoded for how quickly things are moving right now. And so something that, you know, we're looking to and talking to some university partners is how are we building university to career pipelines? How is it that we're getting them right at the age of 18 so they can see, okay, there is a path that I can follow. There are steps that I can take that get me from a freshman in college all the way to a career that I can see myself thriving in and that supports my well-being. I'd also offer that I think we really need to think about financial stability. We know that student debt is on the rise, high housing costs, inflation, and that is real. And so, you know, the unfortunate part is that some of our highest impact jobs are also our lowest paying careers, right? We think about teaching, we think about civil service, or even like the academic sciences. And so what does that look like to think about, hey, we really need to keep up with inflation, we need to keep up with the times, and we need to compensate our educators, who I really think are essential workers who are doing some of the most amazing work. I mean, the thing that we all have in common is that we all had K-12 teachers, right? And a lot of them are part of our story of why we are where we are now. And so how do we think about that? And so, you know, we continue to partner with AmeriCorps. We want to make sure that our teachers feel held, that they can, obtain a service award to allow them some help with their student debt. And we're also thinking about how it is that we make investments. And so Teach for America personally invested $18 million in our newest teachers, our Gen Z teachers that we just recruited this fall, so that we can remove some of the financial barriers that a lot of them saw between whether it was moving to a new city to start a career, relieving the burden of taking certification tests, relieving the burden of signing up for certification classes. But we really need to think about how it is that we're wrapping our arms around our education profession, because as you said, it is going to take all of us to really reimagine the teaching career and support our most important in society.
So someone's listening to this and getting that spark saying, okay, this is something that I could fit into and that fits me. So for that person, what is it that they need to just reaffirm for themselves? And then what's the first action they need to take?
Yeah, so I would say first it's inward work, right? It's deciding, okay, I know that I want to have an impact on society, and where do I want that to be? And education can unlock doors for kids, right? It can be the beginning of changing the way that we function and the way that we show up in the world. And what I would just offer is look at Teach for America. A lot of our universities have Teach for America recruiters on the campus. Come to our website. We can connect you with some of our current teachers on the ground. We can connect you with staff. And just ask the questions. Ask, like, what does the day-to-day look like? Tell me, what are your interactions with kids look like? Tell me about a story of success. Tell me about a story of impact. And also, you know, if you're like, I want to do something, but I'm not sure, we also have our Ignite tutoring program, which is also geared towards young people. And this is where we're trying to meet the need of the learning loss that we saw in the pandemic. And so they can maybe decide, like, hey, I need to do some work study, but I need something that's going to feel meaningful, something that's going to give back. And so they might want to become a tutoring fellow for Teach for America's Ignite Fellowship. And that's something that they can, you know, work with their schedule, but also see the impact on the ground. They're going to be working with kids, and they'll see how they can help them. And so there's just different ways and different entry points. Also, if they have educators in their family, if they are, you know, proximate to schools and want to volunteer and want to just do good work, want to become a big brother or big sister, start there. Just get proximate, because once you're proximate and once you meet kids and once you start speaking with educators, it all starts to come together and click in place.
So for you listening, the door is open for you. For you to take your passion and turn it into action through the help and the enforcement and the empowerment from Teach for America. Learn more about it at teachforamerica.org/new-jersey. We do have the link at our homepage as well. We've been speaking with the executive director of Teach for America New Jersey, Taina Perez. Thank you so much for helping those who are willing, ready, and able to find out just how much of a backup they're going to have and how many of the tools they're going to be supplied with, both spiritually as well as intellectually. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris.